Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, French toast, Tom attempted a rice omelet, and fart walks. All coming up in just a minute.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right! O'Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, guess what?
Yes.
I had French toast for dinner last night.
Oh, I love
Whoa!
Yeah.
I love breakfast for dinner.
Like bacon?
Nothing else. And so I felt a little bad about it.
Oh, you got to have a side.
But here's what happened. Sunday morning, I ordered breakfast, and I just wanted the eggs and bacon and sausage.
Okay.
But it came with French toast.
Huh.
But the platter I wanted had the right amount of eggs and the right amount of side meats. And I didn't want the French toast Sunday morning. I ate too much of the protein stuff.
And
so I saved it. And then last night I went, I'm having that for dinner.
Was it good?
There you go.
It was fabulous.
Really? You can recycle it like that?
Yes. Yeah. It really did work.
You brought it back to life?
I was skeptical and I totally brought it back to life.
How'd you bring it back to life?
A simple zap.
In the micro?
45 seconds, and I went, oh, that's not warm enough to melt the butter I want to put on here. And then another 45 seconds, perfect. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
It's a testament to the fine people who made it, I think.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe you had a shortcut, like you put another egg in a
I wish I could
pan.
Give you a hack.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is? It's not going to work for everybody.
Oh.
And for every French toast.
No.
The 45-45.
Oh, it's just that particular French toast.
I think so.
Was it real thick?
It was like Texas toast.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever make it from scratch?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or semi-scratch anyway.
Take that
King's Hawaiian bread and make French toast out of that?
I haven't. That seems like
brioche.
Almost too sweet.
Brioche almost too sweet. But
yeah.
Brioche is really good. You get over it.
It's amazing.
I would imagine with both you do get over it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Do you ever eat leftovers at your house?
So all that I had them last night, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I am ashamed at how much I don't eat leftovers.
We put them away and hardly ever eat them, yeah.
I was a mistake. I tried an experiment. Did not work.
Oh, what'd you try?
I tried making a rice omelet.
Okay. All right. So you had plain white rice?
Hang on, wait a minute.
I had leftover rice.
Of everything you've ever done or said, this convinces me.
You were putting rice, scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Are you out of your effing mind?
I had this rice from the other night.
Yeah.
In the fridge.
Yeah. Was it?
And it kind of turned into a hockey puck of rice.
Was it fried rice or was it?
No, just rice.
Okay.
Plain white rice.
Okay.
Right. Put it in a pan with some water.
Yeah.
Boiled the water so the rice, and then I strained the water off and made some scrambled. Put the scrambled eggs right on top of the rice, thinking it'd be like kind of like a
fried rice with eggs.
It was awful.
Yeah. Because they do put eggs with fried rice. So.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been
kind of egg poo-y.
If anything, just bland.
Yeah, I should have just done them separately.
Oh, okay.
It was a failure. But yeah, so I eat leftovers all the time.
When you were trying to eat it, could you think, you know what would help this? Or maybe I could add one more ingredient, like shrimp or something?
I tried a little bit of barbecue sauce, but then I threw the whole thing away.
Oh, wow. You really?
Oh, what?
Didn't work.
So what did you end up eating?
An egg?
I ended up eating nothing.
You didn't even have cereal?
I had a couple bites. I wasn't that hungry.
I made a failed omelet once. It was a tuna omelet.
Oh.
See, this this didn't occur to me. In my head, I went, this is going to work.
No.
Because I thought it'll be like a tuna melt, where you have bread, cheese, and tuna.
Yeah.
I went, oh, instead of the bread, I'll just have egg and cheddar and tuna. And it did not taste good.
Yeah.
But you guys were aware that it wouldn't taste good.
Oh, that's awful.
Tuna is incredibly tricky. You got to watch what you pair with tuna.
Yeah, Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, noodles, and tuna. You get a nice tuna noodle casserole.
Well, that's fine. But I tried it, and it didn't work.
We could talk about food failures all morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, it didn't work. And
the rice challenge, the new rice TikTok thing?
What's that?
Where kids are boiling rice, I guess, and then you strain the water off, and then you drink the water, and first thing in the morning, it's supposed to be like this natural Ozempic thing.
Oh, God.
You lose weight.
That is a terrible idea.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Do you let the water cool before you drink it?
Well, I would hope.
No, you drink it boiling, of course.
Well, that'd cut down on your eating.
Hang on a second. That's not a crazy question as far as TikTok goes.
Exactly.
Good point.
Hey, kids, ignore all the TikTok trends. Yeah.
Everything you see on there, remember, these are the people that brought you eating detergent pads, whatever they're called. Tide Pods. Yeah, don't do that. Remember the story we had last week? Campbell's Soup is taking the word soup out of their name.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to be Campbell's.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, it was a big story. They announced it on their whatever annual report or something.
Well, what about their jingle? That's what Campbell's soup is.
I don't know.
Good.
And
so
Campbell's is. Yeah, good. That's what Campbell's soup is. Yeah, they're taking the word soup out of their name. Because they make lots of other products, I guess.
Like purees and broths.
Ah, sure. Your mixes and you get
the Campbell's kids, they're put up for adoption.
I didn't know
they were still
I've got a bid on one.
Those poor things.
Yeah. Oh, you're paying for them.
Now, they just make soup, right? That's why I got one. That's why I'm bidding on one.
I think so.
I just want a super at my house.
Okay.
What's your favorite soup, Tom?
From Campbell's? Their cream of mushroom.
Any soup.
You eat cream of mushroom soup by itself.
I love cream of mushroom. My favorite soup is corn chowder, particularly if it's done with Mexican flair. nothing more delightful.
Like a Mexican street corn
served by an ethnic.
with a soccer game on in the background.
There's a Mexican restaurant I go to, and they have an excellent corn chowder with
I'm just realizing this. We've been sitting on a gold mine all these years. We should just talk to Tom about his life 5 or 6 minutes every morning.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
Mexican flair.
A rice omelet he thought would be made better by using barbecue sauce.
It was terrible. What's the stuff where they have rice?
Amazing.
A couple of poached eggs, some beans, and guac. What's that called?
Oh, like, sure.
The Cuban? No,
yes.
The Cuban.
There are different forms of Cuban.
Guac? No, it's pesto.
I like guac as well. That's why I thought the rice omelet would work. I think when I reboiled the rice, I think that probably made it.
Something went wrong. Oh yeah,
it was terrible.
The rice. Yep.
It was because the rice in the refrigerator was like a hockey puck.
Right.
Like I said it was a complete failure. I threw it away.
I don't think rice has any protein, does it? It's all carbs.
Oh, zero.
Carbs.
Yeah.
Carbs. Yeah.
Your quinoa's got the protein.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. How about try it tonight?
Quinoa.
Then, yeah, quinoa tuna omelet.
I love quinoa.
Then, of course, it turned out that I'd used, let's just say, too many of the eggs, and when someone else wanted to do some baking,
you were in trouble, huh?
Off to Target.
Did you have to go get more eggs? That's a good partner, whatever the hell you are.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. Christy.
This really isn't a sports story, but it's kind of got a sports slant. It was a 6-day naked tandem bike tour of the UK.
6 days?
Yeah, Mr. Neil Cox, 36, and his friend Ms. Jay Antic.
Neil Cox.
Jay Antic and Steve Cox?
Neil Cox.
Okay, Neil.
Ms. Antic.
Tom.
25.
Neil Cox.
You got to have something for
you. Ever
Cox.
Seen one that you felt like it made your genuflect?
Give it some respect.
Got to take a knee.
Undertook the 260-mile journey from Gloucester to Land's End, Cornwall. The two nudists said the response to them has been overwhelmingly positive.
You're driving down the road, you see people on a tandem and they're naked. Of course you're going to beep and wave.
Oh, I'd honk and yeah!
Mr. Hell Cox stated, wherever we go, people do look over. I think some are just bemused about seeing two people on a tandem.
But
people
not
want to know they who find it we even, are, so we tell them. We are the Raiders.
We are the Raiders. They find it even funnier to see two naked people on a tandem.
This isn't illegal.
Mr. Cox stressed that nudism is not a sexual thing and added, I have a girlfriend of 10 years. She's comfortable with me going on trips with other women.
What?
Because she knows it's a wholesome thing and there's nothing going on. So apparently the woman that he was with on the bike wasn't his girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. There's photographs and they've got strategically placed backpacks, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Fanny packs.
Yeah, truly, in this case, especially in the UK, the fanny being the front.
Right.
Yeah, there is a fanny pack. Now, he's not totally nude. He's wearing a helmet.
Oh, well, that's good.
Good thing.
Practicing safety.
Very, very important.
Are they wearing shoes?
Great question.
No, I just clicked off the photograph. Let me see here. This just shows them from the waist up.
Okay.
And she's cute. Let's see. Here we go. And yes, you're right, Christy. They have shoes and
a helmet.
And helmets.
Okay, good.
And they do have bicycle seats.
Well, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you never know somebody's proclivities do.
See, at the end of this.
It's impossible to ride a seat with your pole up your butt.
It's impossible to do it without.
That's what I meant.
The art of saying just enough.
You've never ridden your bike nude. Is that what you're telling me?
I have not.
You know, I never have either. Has anybody?
I have driven a car.
Naked?
Well, I mean, I've rushed out and put a car in the garage naked at some point, I remember, but I mean.
Godwin, you have two electric bikes.
I do.
What if you and I got on them naked and just
cruise around how far we get?
A farmer's market on a Saturday morning.
Oh, I've got a good one you can come to. That'd be.
Oh, boy.
So, and in any event, they did it in the nude.
Yes.
They're nudists. Yes.
Well, if bike riding nude isn't for you,
if you are Mr. Cox, mm-hmm. this guy is Mr. Cox.
Neil Cox.
From Cornwall.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be well hung or.
You'd hope so. Yeah. Otherwise, you want your name to be your destiny at that point.
And you can't name your kid after yourself. You can't have the phone ringing and they want to hear from Mr. Cox. You want Big Cox or Little Cox?
Which
you don't want to be Cox Jr.
I'm looking for Big Cox.
Who isn't, buddy? Yeah. Go to the bus station. You got $12 on a Saturday.
If naked bike riding is not for you, how about fart walking?
I do this a lot.
Somebody did it yesterday in the hallway.
Somebody did murder us yesterday.
It was awful.
The new viral trend, the fart walk, became a phenomenon after it was introduced by author Marilyn Smith, who said in a now viral video that she and her husband go on a walk about an hour after eating a fiber-rich dinner to release the gas.
That's not the way it works.
Mrs. Smith added that not only do their fart walks help them ease any after-dinner bloating, it also reduces the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Health experts have been chiming in to back up Mrs. Smith's claims.
Okay.
One doctor with a really weird name, Dr. Shafapur.
I'm sorry, he did what?
What?
Yeah, Puya Shafapur.
Oh, Shafapur.
Shafapur.
What are you shouting for?
A family and obesity medicine physician.
Hey, how are you?
Says your body experiences an immediate rise in blood sugar after eating, but walking forces the muscles to start using that glucose. Endocrinologist Christopher Buettner added that it also aids digestion by allowing food to pass through the intestines faster.
All right.
I think we all know that after dinner walk is a good thing, but I've never heard it called a fart walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why don't you, I'll walk out front. I know I've experienced this with my dogs, but I think most Americans would rather fart while watching TV.
How do you explain that, Tom?
What?
How do you explain that? Gas, your gas, doesn't smell that bad to you, but it smells horrific to others?
I don't know. That's probably isn't it a fact, it's though? Probably an evolutionary.
I would think so.
Thing, but also there is a version of the dog gas that is in its own sphere. Of stench. Yeah.
It's really something.
And then it really, 9 to 10 years old, it really kicks in. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah, it's bad, man.
Now, there's also a point when you, at a certain age, in which the fart walk becomes possibly a shart walk.
It's more of a jog.
If one is not careful.
I'm taking part in a fart half marathon this weekend.
Are you? Really?
Yeah. It's for a good cause.
13K.
Doesn't it bother you that
very stinky
you're
very
the
loud.
Only person that all of us know that actually crap their pants? Doesn't that bother you?
It happens to everybody.
No. It
doesn't happen to me.
I have sharted, yes.
No, I have not. No.
It was an emergency. I just got gambled and lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically, that particular sphincter in the body has many.
Right.
That one is usually a fairly good judge.
Yeah.
9,900 times.
You know, they're like meteorologists, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're right most of the time.
Yeah.
But we only remember when they were wrong.
Yeah. It's just not fair.
I have sharted, but I was naked.
Oh, okay. Ace. Okay.
Chick, I blame you for this.
You just pollocked your kitchen floor?
I'd like to apologize. Don't add anything to it.
I just got out of the shower and I was standing there watching something on TV and it was so funny.
Laughed and sharted.
What was on TV? You were laughing so hard.
I don't remember. But
one of your programs made you laugh so hard.
Alf.
It had to be Alf.
Alf made me shart.
So you, as Josh delicately put it, you pollocked your bathroom floor.
I sharted watching She's the Sheriff.
Suzanne Summers.
Pat, I think when we come back and we do, how would it be? These toots were made for walking, perhaps. The Nancy Sinatra classic.
I insist on hearing it. These toots.
Sinatra classic.
And then have that great bass line of, what is that, Carol Kay's?
Boom, boom, boom.
Thank you. Oh, that's good. But you could have that in a fart emulator.
Oh,
oh my God.
Boy, it's all right there.
It's his favorite thing.
Thank you. So the, fart walking. There's a video with Marilyn Smith, and she spells Marilyn M-A-I-R-L-Y-N.
You know what would be rough is a fart cakewalk. Because you're just in a circle.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly huffing each other's.
Yes. Well put.
I think the cakewalk's gone away. It's sad.
I loved.
What exactly?
Just for the fat jokes, but
it was so much fun
doing a cakewalk.
Yeah. What exactly was a cakewalk?
Everything, the epitome of cattiness and backbiting and stabbing at the cakewalk.
How does a cakewalk work?
First is a church cakewalk. Second is a school cakewalk.
It was always the church. We had a church.
Oh, look at her. I have never understood this. Oh, my God.
Oh, she brought store-bought.
Look. How does it work?
People bake a bunch of baked goods, cakes and brownies
and
all this stuff.
And then they gossip.
And they're all on a table. So there's a circle with a bunch of numbers.
With a bunch of jerks.
And music plays. And as you walk, you just slowly walk in a circle, everybody. And when the music stops, you step on the number that's closest to you. And then they draw. And if your number gets drawn, you get to go pick
a cake.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
It's awesome. Except if you're last, then you get stuck with like angel food.
I love angel food.
Oh, it's practically a vegetable.
Angel food cake?
Nothing.
A quality angel food with maybe strawberry cream in the middle.
Keep it.
Well, that's
I'll
not
take,
angel.
I'll take yours.
Angel food with that's a strawberry cake. You put strawberry in the middle of it. What the hell?
So your point, to get back to the your point, you're saying a cakewalk better than a fart walk.
Well, a fart cakewalk would be
bad.
Off. Terrible. Unless
it's a really good cake.
It'd be worth it.
If all the cakes were good.
I'm being told that they only do store-boughts now. It's called the Little Debbie Walk because people can't bring their own stuff to school anymore. Adults can't be trusted to not poison kids. There you go, Tom.
Hopefully the church ones are still homemade.
Yes. Yeah. The people of God don't put pins in there.
I think they might.
No, thank you. Oh, when we come back, Christine Lee, what's happening over there?
As you walk around the cakes, what the heck?
What?
Why is that not?
Oh,
well. That was me actually farting.
We don't have a cakewalk.
Well, we had Eddie Mike his chair.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.